Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It looks like the lights will stay on in Washington, at least for now. Democratic lawmakers appear ready to sign on to a Republican deal that would avoid a government shutdown on Friday. The plan would keep the government going for another 2 weeks while cutting $4 billion in programs that both parties seem willing to sacrifice. Jonathan Allen of Politico joins us from Washington. And John, you spoke to a Democratic aide who said Democrats lost this game of chicken, giving round one to Republicans. How did Democrats lose some bargaining ground here?
What happened in this negotiation or debate wasn't really a negotiation, but sort of folks standing on their opposite lines, drawing lines in the sand as to where they would and wouldn't go. House Republicans said, we're not going to do a short-term bill unless it cuts spending. Senate Democrats said, we're not going to shave a dollar in a short-term bill. And at the end, we're getting a $4 billion two-week bill, as Republicans suggested they wanted. So Democrats blinked. Basically, the Senate Democrats took a position that was untenable for them. And so I did, in fact, talk to a Democratic aide who basically said of the chicken playing by Senate Democrats, they get in the car and go in reverse.
Wow. Well, the Republicans' plan of $4 billion in cuts for 2 weeks would keep them on schedule to slash $61 billion for the rest of the fiscal year, which is their goal. But the cuts proposed over the next 2 weeks don't include hot-button issues for Democrats, like cutting Planned Parenthood or public broadcasting. But it seems like that battle is far from over. And if you said the Democrats, you know, went in reverse with the game of chicken, do you think they gave the Republicans the upper hand in these battles to come?
Democrats believe that they'll be able to transition here into a better place, that basically Republicans went after the low-hanging fruit, things that President Obama had targeted for elimination in his own budget. And Democrats read that as Republicans not wanting to fight this on the specific ground of things, like you mentioned, whether it's public broadcasting or Planned Parenthood funding, that they'd rather fight on some of the things the president was ready to get rid of. Republicans would say that they simply went after those things because they knew it would be hard for Democrats to basically go against the spending cuts that President Obama had already suggested. So there's a lot of spinning going on right now. I think, you know, the issue for Democrats is that spending is different. The public appetite for spending cuts is different now than it has been probably at any time in anyone's recent memory. And so their sort of old model of believing that that people won't want to have the specific spending cuts, that they'll be able to win that argument, seems to have lost some steam. That said, you know, we'll find out next election year whether the voters are willing to give up things in their own districts, whether voters are willing to give up programs and services that they personally care about in the interest of reining in spending. And, of course, when we talk about these big spending cuts, one of the reasons they're magnified is that they are being done to such a small segment of the budget. I mean, this is not a plan that's going to bring the budget in balance anytime soon. You know, when you talk about $61 billion over the next 7 months, it's minuscule compared to the deficit we're facing. The real issue, the real debt drivers are on the entitlement side of the ledger when you're talking about Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. Social Security actually is I shouldn't include that. It's a long-term debt driver. Well, right now, it is not driving deficits or
but
debt.
But what is on the horizon is the debt ceiling and raising that. This is the amount of money that the government can borrow, and we're expected to hit the current debt ceiling within the next few months. What's happening with that issue, just briefly?
Both sides are trying to back the other into a corner on the debt ceiling. Republicans say they want to have spending cuts in coordination with a debt limit increase, that they're not going to throw the government into default, but they're demanding that Democrats attach some spending cuts when that happens at the same time. Democrats think that they can back Republicans into a corner where they're either going to shut down the government, and not the government, shut down the government, but throw the government into default, which is much more serious than a government shutdown. And so that's another, you know, that's another level of this game of chicken. Throwing the government into default would be a disaster, not only for our economy, but probably for the world economy. I don't expect that you're going to see that happen, but, you know, we're getting close to that debt limit. It's not clear what day it'll happen. The Office of Management and Budget has told Congress that it'll be sometime between mid-April and the end of May, where you get to that, I think it's $14.2 billion, give or take $100 billion. You know, I know you and I can give or take $100 billion.
I don't think I can, but it sounds like there are more games of chicken to come in Congress. Jonathan Allen of Politico with the latest on the budget battle in Congress. Thanks for joining us.
Take care, Monica.